Yes, Chris, the final score, as you said, was Ireland 35, Fiji 17. Ireland outscoring their visitors by 5 tries to 2. But generally speaking, it was a very stop-start game. The fact that 55 minutes was taken to get the first half finished, there were so many stop-starts, looking at some try decisions and all. But ironically, it was Fiji opened the scoring after 4 minutes when their centre, Ravovi, made a great break in the touchline, tele-converting, and that was 7 points to 0. Then there was strong driving play by Ireland in the 14th minute. Nick Timoney getting over, sharply converting, so that was 7 points all. Then another line-out drive by Kieran Treadwell. He was disallowed this one. But then 6 minutes later, Timoney again completed another line-out drive for a second score, which automatically got him the man of the match later on. And that left the score then 14 points to 7. Fiji had a penalty making it 14-10 just before the half-time score. Gibson Park threw a long pass out to young Balakum, and he had very little to do but race over in the corner. Carberry converted, so it was 21-10 to Ireland at half-time. The third quarter actually was very, very boring. There was a lot of players brought on. A red card to Abla Tawuzi, who played for London Irish last year. And then Fiji had a man yellow carded. So at one stage, approaching the hour mark, they were down to 13 men. But then Ireland took advantage of that eventually on 62 minutes when a scrum against the head saw Casey throw a long pass and Matt Hampson dived over in the corner. And young Jack Crowley, who'd come on, converted, making it 28-10. Fiji then showed some of their sevens class with a lovely score, flicking the ball inside and outside. It was Kuravula, he went in at the post, and Vola Vola converted 28-17. But Ireland had the final say on 74 minutes when veteran prop Kieran Healy, he finished off a driving ball, and young Crowley's second conversion made the final score 35-17. The most worrying aspect, I suppose, from the Ireland's point of view is the fact that Henshaw had to go off very early on, having missed a tackle. And then Joey Carberry went off, which looked like the HIA a problem. A tag burn in the second row was up and down quite a few times, and there looks to be a few definite injuries in the camp. But it'll be a different game next week against Australia. Hard to know what way the team will go. The back line looked pretty useful, but again, Fiji really only played in fits and starts, and it's very, very hard to judge it. But certainly, as I say, next Saturday when Australia come here to the Viva, it'll be a different Ireland team, and it'll certainly take a very, very 100% performance. Today was okay. They got through the game, but it was disappointing. And from a spectator's point of view, it was not a spectacle that they were all that pleased with, judging by the fact that they had about 10 rounds of the Mexican wave near the end of the game. So the final score here at the Aviva Stadium in the Autumn International was Ireland 35, Fiji 17.